Well, we just have Gavin McLaughlin taking a selfie with you, Chris. I don't know how you feel about that, but look,
really hit the heights now.
I mean, you'll be hitting the top spots of Dundalk Sport in your selfies. He's always taking selfies.
Ah, he's mad for them, Gavin. He takes a good one though.
He does. Oh God, when I look through his Twitter page now, I'm going to have to look at him in his face all the time. He's somebody, and I'm looking at him now at the minute. But this is serious note. I can't believe it. 6 years since he scored in the league. I cannot believe it. I was told that stat. I thought he scored last year.
I know, they've always been in cups somehow, and so it's been a long time coming. 2013, I think, was my last goal, so I'm happy enough to get one tonight and win
Chris,
the game.
I mean, it's a great night for you, top of the table as well. Things are going great.
Yeah, it's brilliant. We're really starting to gel as a team, you know, and the only saying there, if you want to go and win leagues, you have to beat the teams around you, and it looks like a bit of a four-way race at the minute, and we're picking up wins against a rival, so it's a good start to the season.
First half, they had two good chances and had the ball in the net as well. You hit the post twice. I think Dundalk were definitely the better side in that first half.
Yeah, I think we just edged it. I'd say it was a really good game to watch. Now
it was good advertisement on television.
We were unlucky not to score. You know, Pat's hit the crossbar and Mickey's hit the post with a great header and a great move. So we felt the goal was coming into half time, and we felt, look, nil all half time going into our scoring end. We'll take that at half time.
Second half, you started off great, didn't it? I mean, Robbie Benson's goal, you know, he fought and fought and fought, got the ball across. Pat Hogan's was having a great season, had the shot, the goal was ball was pushed out, and Robbie Benson was there to score. It was a great goal.
Yeah, it was a great goal by Robbie. It was he was involved in a lot of it. You know, you're saying winning it back 1-2 Pat, and then he's there for the parry.
Yeah.
And I think it was a goal that his performance deserves because he was brilliant.
It's a good boost from.
Yeah, brilliant on the night, and I'm sure Robbie has it in him to go on a run of scoring goals.
And then I have to tell you something. When I was on air, I saw the ball coming down the right hand side. Did you know who I thought it was that scored? I thought it was Sean Gannon, and I was quickly corrected. That's not to say that I don't know you can't score. But I said it was a goal from Gannon, and then found out it was you. You meant it obviously as a cross, I presume. And I said, what was the feeling like when the ball hit the net?
Ah, it was just brilliant. You know, I don't score many, and as I said, I thought it was a poor cross, so I was annoyed that I hadn't found anyone, and then all of a sudden there was a mix up in there back, and then we're 2-0
up. You must have been thrilled to see that going in.
Yeah, it was brilliant. You take them any way you can.
Of course you can. And I mean, I'm sure the slagging afterwards in the dressing room, I heard they were giving you having a good old joke with you.
I was. But he said that there was white smoke in the Vatican there.
But I mean, the 2-0, I'm going to say something now, maybe. I mean, your midfield, Christian Ajoran, I think, thought had a great game tonight. And I thought when he was substituted, the grip at midfield was just lost a wee bit, and Rovers came much more into the game.
Oh, yeah, Christian, he's really coming into the team now. He's playing very well, and he was brilliant again tonight. I think the change was tactical, you know, for tactical reasons. But I think it's more when they got the goal.
Yeah.
It turns games like that. We've been involved in that, where we've been 2-0 down and a goal, and then you're just putting pressure on. And thankfully, we defended well and some good goalkeeping, and we saw it out.
As you said in another interview there as well, as you had said in another interview, that, Dundalk were going to give that goal away at some stage.
I know, as I was saying, it wasn't going to go on forever. Just it was tough to take because it was from a set piece. We only conceded from set pieces. But look, eight clean sheets in a row from the start of the season is some achievement in itself. So there's no point getting too bogged down on it.
Tonight, 3,500 people in attendance. Last week, it was 4,500.
Yeah.
Television took 1,000 away. And to me, I'm furious over this. The clubs are getting no money for TV coming here. I mean, Sky were in Warren Point last week. They got a good flow of money. And I mean, surely to God, the clubs should be doing something. The RTE get the revenue from an agreement with covering international matches and then doing so many League of Ireland, they pay the FAI. As a product, the League of Ireland is great. And there really should be, they should be looking for some outside investors.
I don't know. You would think that maybe somebody between the league, the FAI, and RTE, they could sit down and have a meeting and somehow work out. You're always going to lose gee when the TV, when you have the match on the TV. That's just, some people are coming every week. They're giving their money every week. So, and sometimes they're only right to stay home and watch it and save a few bob, because you know, it's an expensive day out if you want to bring the kids and that. So you would hope that the club would be some way reimbursed.
Yeah.
But I don't know which way to go about it.
Somebody, that's for the management side of the clubs. We're not going to solve that anyway. Uh-huh. Just on a final note, I don't know if you know, one of the reporters had money on you tonight at 16-1 to score any time, had 20 quid on you. And I just can't believe.
Who was it?
James Rogers.
Was it James?
Yeah, James had 20 quid on you at 16-1 to score.
He owes me a so, pint.
Get after him.
He owes me a few bob then. He must have sensed it in the air when he seen me on the right.
16-1, Chris.
Oh, well, hopefully he spends it well anyway.
So you brought him back, get after him. Yeah. Listen, Chris, thanks a million. It was a great win tonight, great performance from yourself. You are doing very well in the centre of midfield. The season's going so well for you.
Yeah, and long may it continue now. Hopefully
thanks a million, Chris. Gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.